fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 29th day of April, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Don't be bashful. You want to say the Pledge of Allegiance? Just send me an email and we'll get you scheduled to do that. We do start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day. This is brand new. Never done this before. We're getting reports. And if this is true, there'll be a lot more reports of something that's being called vaccidents, not accidents, but vaccidents. People suffering from the effects of the COVID shot, the COVID vaccination, having severe life-threatening accidents on the highways. Very serious stuff. So the prepper tip today is to be more vigilant than normal. I'm sure most all of you like to think of yourselves as defensive drivers, which we all should be. But if this proves to be a real deal, which it could be headed that direction, your vigilance needs to be ramped up even to a higher level than previously. Very scary stuff. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution. They manufacture the excellent, high-quality, mil-spec countertop water filter called the ReadyPure. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about you, sir?
I'm doing well.
All right. Before the show began, we talked briefly about the Derek Chauvin trial up there in Minneapolis. And I mentioned to you that one of the jurors has gone public, and part of the discussion in the jury room was the consequences of Chauvin being found not guilty, which that discussion should not have taken place, but it did. And of course, that I'm sure had a great effect on the decision of the jury. And then I went on to tell you, Kirk, that I believe that Officer Chauvin will be exonerated on appeal about a year from now. It could be less, but typically an appeal on a murder trial takes about a year. And then he will get his life back. He can change his name, move to a different state, and start over again. It's a bad outcome for right now, but and it's a shame what's been done to this man because George Floyd killed himself. And in fact, a friend of mine sent me a video of a medical doctor giving an analysis of George Floyd dying from the knee on the neck, conveniently leaving out the video of George Floyd handcuffed and sitting in the back of the police cruiser saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." If he'd just been left to sit there in the back of that cruiser, he would have died anyway. And as a humane gesture, he was removed from the cruiser and put on the ground using a restraint method that does not cause any harm. And there's another video on my website there, Kirk, where a police martial arts instructor in a Czech Republic duplicates what was done to George Floyd, where he has another instructor, a big guy, a 200-pound man, put all his weight, not just part of his weight, but the man lifts up his other leg and has no support for his two hands, his entire weight with a knee on the neck, and the martial arts instructor is laying there facing the camera with all, the entire weight of the 225-pound man or 200-pound man on his neck, talking with no distress whatsoever, talking in a perfectly normal, non-distressed voice. So Officer Chauvin will eventually get his life back. It'll be a new life, in my opinion, and life will go on. But I want to do a segue here, Kirk, and move on to the prepper tip of the day. Reports have come out in the last 2 days about something called vaccidents, where apparently men and women who have had the COVID shot are now having difficulty driving properly and safely on the highways. Have you heard of this yet, Kirk?
I have. You know, the other thing that really concerns me is this talk about shedding and how they can actually shed, you know, effects to other people.
You're right. And we're, get this, Kirk. We're having reports of women 80 years old getting their menstrual cycle back.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, how strange bizarre. Is that?
Well, and I think probably also, I think there's a healthy dose of, you know, stories that are going to fly. And just like, you know, every cold and every incident, you know, is related to COVID, now every death is going to be related, you know, to somebody that, you know, got a vaccine. So I think we have to be careful not to overstep. But I do think that we'll certainly find out, you know, over the next weeks and months ahead, what in fact is really, you know, going on and what will be an indication of what we'll see, you know, moving forward. It's a scary situation. I mean, look, obviously, anything that you put into your body that's going to affect the DNA, which is the communications mechanism of the body. One of the reasons why I got involved with water in the first place, you know, I realized the body is mostly comprised of water, and the DNA is the communication mechanism, you know, in and outside of the body. And when you start to monkey and work with that, you know, you wind up changing a lot of things. Different responses that happen in the body are not happening the way they're supposed to. And it's a very scary situation, you know, all for something that you and I agree on was not really ever a pandemic or anywhere near, you know, the level that it would have to be termed, you know, that. So it's just the whole thing to me is just totally bizarre. And you know, the Chauvin, you know, deal is not a surprise. You know, every one of us have seen for well over a year how this guy was guilty of, you know, kneeling on this guy's neck and it killed him. And, you know, the riots and the uprising and, you know, the various politicians that chimed in, the mainstream media. I mean, this guy was guilty before that trial even happened. And the pressure, you know, on these jurors was just enormous. And, you know, you can see how this thing I hope you're right. You know, I hope the thing is carefully reviewed in appeal, because clearly there was a lot of missteps that happened. You know, the photographic perspective of the two videos, one made it look like, you know, the knee was on the neck. The other showed it clearly, you know, on the shoulder. So it's just, it's a strange age that we live in right now. But one good thing is it's causing many of us to question everything, which I think is a wise position, you know, at this point. You know, don't believe anything that you hear and very little of what you see. it's so easy to doctor, you know, these images and even audio that we have to be careful, you know, moving forward for sure.
We do. We do. Absolutely. Well, more and more information continues to come out about the dangers of the COVID shots. And the revelations are so new that there's been little time for careful scientific analysis of these allegations being made. But there are very serious allegations that need to be paid attention to. Things are happening that have never happened with any other vaccination ever, which vaccinations go back almost 200 years ago, by the way. And a private school in Florida, prep school, where it costs $25,000 to have your child in per year to have your child in kindergarten, is not going to allow any teachers to teach there if they've had the COVID shot.
Wow.
Yeah, that's made national news, and of course they're being hammered as being barbaric and stupid and uninformed and crazy and so forth. And some of the parents are going to be withdrawing their children, but I think many other parents, you know, typically people who are paying that kind of money tend to be well-educated professional people. That's the children of doctors, lawyers, accountants, and business owners and such as that. And I think that the school probably did their homework first to assess what the consequences would be, and they probably came to the conclusion, this is going to be okay. The majority of our teachers, the majority of our students' parents are going to say, this is a great thing to do, and I'm glad you're doing
right.
It. Otherwise, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Why would they put themselves out of business by alienating the people who are paying $25,000 per year per student for a child to sit in kindergarten and learn the ABCs and how to count to 10?
Where is that school, John?
It's in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very upscale, expensive prep school. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if a number of other similar upscale prep schools start doing the same thing. Listening to Steve Quaylen and Dave Hodges' interview this morning, and apparently some of the larger Christian groups are advocating that that people get the COVID shot. Very, very sad, very disappointing. I don't want to name any names here and get the names wrong, but well-known names of Christian groups that have tens of thousands of followers and members. In fact, Billy Graham's son is advocating people take the COVID shot. That's shocking and disappointing also, isn't it, Kirk?
It is, and I was going to mention that because that's one that I had seen, that I had read, you know, about Billy Graham. I think that you have a definite interlacing, yeah, you know, between a lot of these very popular religious folks and you know, the globalists. I mean, I think that's always been the case, and it's a shame.
Well, I would encourage people to listen to the Steve Quayle, Dave Hodges interview. It's available at Dave Hodges' website, which is The Common Sense Show, also at Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com. You may think it's time to start sharpening bayonets and polishing boots after you listen to that, which brings to mind one of my true heroes is General George Patton, and a statement he made to the same effect about sharpening bayonets and polishing boots. Before the end of the day today, Kirk, on my website under the Communist Agenda Exposed, we're going to have an excellent, excellent summary of both George Patton's life in general and specifically what was going on in 1943, 44, and 45 involving General George Patton. Fascinating article. And it'll be some, at the end of it, a bibliography of, I think, about six books that people can get their hands on to get more details. And I've been convinced for decades that General Patton was assassinated. And this article just gave a lot of reinforcement to that belief. If General Patton had been in charge and allowed to do what he wanted, the last 75 years would have been much more different. the Russians would not have taken over East Europe. The Russians would have been defeated. The communists, which were never more than 3% of the population of Russia, would have been taken, relieved of their holding office, and they would have been replaced by patriotic Russians who would have wanted their country to come out of the muck of communism and enter the free world with the rest of the planet. Very, very different outcome for the past 75 years, which unfortunately, obviously, did not happen. You know, Kirk, we're still living the consequences of World War II in a geopolitical sense. Would you agree to that, sir?
Oh, sure. I mean, I agree with you completely. I don't think you can be an effective leader, you know, or an effective politician without a clear understanding of history and human nature, both of which Patton, you know, had a very strong background in. And so the conclusions that he came upon were, you know, based on facts, you know, what happens in certain circumstances, what do people do, how do they respond, you know, what happens with armies, you know, when they fight, how do they respond? And but the problem is that there was another agenda, you know, going on, as you well know. And you know, they were looking to, you know, form a never-ending conflict, you know, between opposite sides so that people would stay confused and dependent. And they needed the Russians to succeed, you know, with their idiotic plans in order to have that enemy. And I think that was probably the impetus, you know, that made it happen.
Well, going back to the interview between Quayle and Dave Hodges, Quayle is very adamant that the end is near. Quite frankly, he really is. And I've known Steve Quayle since the late 70s, when I had my first radio show in St. Louis back in the beginning of 1995. I interviewed Steve Quayle quite a bit. He was just getting started back then, around 96, 97. And Steve has excellent sources he's developed over the years. And when Steve Quayle says something, I do pay attention, and I'll do follow-up work and research to verify what Steve says. There was an excellent short article and his Up Alerts, written by Matt Bracken. I'm another fan of Matt Bracken. And
I saw that.
You saw that.
I did.
The alarm bells are being rung, and people can either pay heed or not, which brings us to the ReadyPure, the countertop water filter, where with the coupon code, discount code, LibertyMan, you get $100 off. If you've been procrastinating, ladies and gentlemen, about getting a water filter, that time's over. That time's finished. Everything works right now on the 29th day of April. Postal Service, all the credit cards, FedEx, UPS, everything functions. The power grid's up and running. How long that's going to go on, I don't know. I do know that right now, on the 29th day of April 2021, you can order a ReadyPure countertop water filter and probably get it delivered in the lower 48 in, what, about 3 days, Kirk?
That's right. Yeah, 3 days or less. Yeah, they're shipping daily. I agree with you. I think, I mean, a lot of people, and we were taught, you know, both of us in the service, that, you know, you can purify water, you know, with the purification tablets, which unfortunately is not always the case. You know, all of us that were raised here in America, we have access to, you know, pretty much pristine water coming right out of the tap. I mean, sure, it's got chemicals and poisons in it, but we're not going to die of biological, you know, water contamination. Most of us, and our bodies are used to that. We have a relatively clean, you know, diet of food, you know, compared with other places in the world. And we just, our bodies are not designed to respond to any kind of contamination because we've been babied, you know, this whole time. And so, you know, and look at the supply chain. I mean, all the stuff that's going on now with the movement of goods, you know, from overseas, they're dramatically behind on shipments. I mean, we are really going to start to see literally shortages of many of the things that have been so common. I mean, one of the things Steve always talks about is choice, you know, when you go to the store, and how we're going to start seeing a lack of choice. and I believe that's true.
Yeah, well, now is the time to get whatever can of soup or can of chili you can get. Absolutely.
Or water filter.
Or a water filter. Hold on, we got a break to right now.
What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aidable. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this hour is sponsored by Ready Pure Water Filters, manufactured by Water Revolution. An excellent $100 discount if you use discount code LibertyMan. We got a caller on hold here, Kirk. We've got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Kurt, I have a question for you. And, John, I know your take. I'm not asking this to be disagreeable in any way. I'm actually speculating in my mind as far as what could be the benefit. So my question for you, my friend, is we hear so much about purity, about, you know, if you want to purify gold, you continue to keep it under fire and you draw off the dross and eventually you've got pure gold. If you could get it pure enough, it would be crystalline. You'd be able to see through it. So here's my question about water filtration and distillation in general, specifically distillation. You know, we hear doctors that are telling us that the vaccine is good for us also tell us that if you drink distilled water, you're going to remove vitamins and minerals from the body that you need. But if we are energetic beings and we can get pure water, which is hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, could it not possibly be that it's beneficial? They just don't want us to have pure water. The Bible talks about not polluting the well.
Sure.
And throughout history, we're polluting the well. We're putting fluoride in it. We're putting chlorine in it. We're putting, we're taking chlorine and ammonia at the water treatment plant, and we're putting chloramine in the water and sure. saying it's safe to drink. So that's my question for you. Could it be the distillation of water would actually be beneficial? And then I've got a comment about
you know,
the vaccine.
Wouldn't you agree, John, that you know we live in an age of many conundrums? And many things that we accept as being true that may or may not be true, you know, and many of the undertenants, you know, and I think here's my take on it. You know, where would you go in nature to have access to clear, as you say, purified or distilled water? Where would I find that? As an indigenous Indian, you know, living in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, 250 years ago, where would I go to find that water?
I have no idea.
Okay, there you go. And I think that you know, when this planet was created, I think that we as humans were designed to drink water that was natural water that came from either a fast-moving stream or a deep well spring. And I think that water tends to be, you know, before the infusion of man, you know, tends to be uncontaminated and drinkable. I think that water cleans itself with its own kinetic activity, you know, through these streams. And I think that it's designed to transport minerals and other cofactors into the body. And I think when we drink a medicinal or chemically created synthetic water, which is what distilled water is, I think it can lead to issues of depletion in the body. So I agree with what the doctors are saying. Now, that being said, I think that intermittently drinking very purified or distilled water is a good thing as a therapy. I think it has a serious cleansing effect in the body. So like all things, you know, I believe in moderation. And I think that you can drink water that has too many minerals or is synthetically, you know, charged with electricity that's probably not good, you know, for the intestinal linings. And I also think that on occasion, you know, distilled water can be beneficial. That's my opinion. And, you know, I don't know.
It was a sincere question that I had. I just know that the water that we're drinking now is like, for instance, there's water that is bottled in Greenville, Tennessee. It's sold by
hold
a local
that
chain.
Hold
of,
on a thought, John.
Okay.
Hold on. Here, we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of April. Great news. First of all, my website is thelibertyman.com. Great news. I am getting caught up on energy cleaner backwaters. I've got 6 going out today, including one to Thailand. Jeff, your energy cleaner will be shipped today. Didn't quite happen yesterday. It'll make it halfway around the planet to you, hopefully soon. Got some about 4 units still be on back order because I did in fact run out of mattress pads in a couple of sizes. But all you folks waiting for energy cleaners, some since March, believe it or not, you're going to be getting them in the next few days. You know, so praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. In the meantime, if you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need to do what people are doing all over the world, literally, getting themselves energy cleaners. You want to sleep as good as a small child, you get yourself an energy cleaner. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Kirk with Water Revolution and the Ready Pure Water Filters. And, John, you got some comments from the previous segment, sir. Please continue.
Smile to my face when you're talking about the energy cleaner. Anyway, the comment is with the vaccine. You know, there's a nurse from Britain that put something up on Facebook. I think it was like 7 minutes long. So I reposted it because I found a lot of truth in it. She talked about the population agenda, genocide, changing DNA. Literally, I guess Britain has bought all of the hospice medicine that France had. This cocktail mixture that they give to people to help in their life, Britain has bought it all from France. And Facebook's fact checkers came on, you know, and on my page they put partially false information. So I clicked on it to see what it was that they disagreed with. Would you believe they had no problem with calling it a depopulation agenda or genocide or, you know, planned extinction of certain aspects and people in this life that we're living. But what they objected to was it does not cause a change in your DNA. Everything else they didn't have a problem with. So these fact checkers, they're okay with all the rest. It must be true. I really believe, gentlemen, that this is possibly, if not the mark, the quantum dot tattoo that they're going to require afterwards will be. But I've told people in the church, I've told people that were acquaintances, if you don't have the intestinal fortitude to tell them no to an injection that has the same penalties as receiving the mark, what difference is there? You're not going to be able to refuse it later. If you can't say now, no, no thank you, no way, how are you going to have the ability to say no later? I'd be interested in hearing your response.
Well, I'll take it first, Kirk, if you've got any follow-up. It's going to take moral fortitude to say no. The being ready to lose your employment if you say no. Be ready to not fly commercial aircraft if you say no. And possibly other penalties. I've made that decision. I will say no. I have already said no publicly and will continue to. If you don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it, well, you're going to pay the price. Kirk, any follow-up, sir?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I mean, I have the same feeling. Now, what others will do in the situations that they'll be cast into, I don't know. But I know for me, I'm with you. If it means that I can't fly, so be it. If it means I can't travel, so be it. You know, I'm staunchly against it, you know, for many, many reasons. But, you know, it's a choice that everybody's going to have to make for themselves. Whether it ties directly in, you know, with the Bible's Mark of the Beast, I don't know. I think the Mark of the Beast is probably going to be very direct. I don't think it's going to be possible to mistake it, you know, for something else. As for this being a stepping stone, you know, in that direction, I believe it probably is. And, you know, it's a precarious situation for sure.
Well, yep. I'll tell you both, yep. if I had to give it all up and they literally hauled me off, then haul me off because I'm not willingly taking this injection. And that's, I'm as serious as I can be. And
well,
I pray
for you, John.
I've got family members, John, like you that have taken it. And
me
with
too.
With me pleading, not don't take it, but at least investigate it before you do. One other comment, by the way, when you were talking earlier about Russia taking over the Eastern Europe, there was a treaty signed between Roosevelt, Stalin, and Churchill that actually divided up Europe before the war ended. They knew what was going to happen. So it's opposite ends. It's a three-way dialectic between Britain, the United States, and Russia that got the results of World War II. The war was planned. There were no enemies. That's why we weren't allowed to take out heads of foreign governments. They had many opportunities to destroy Hitler and were not allowed to do so. A good book to read for anyone that wants to know is called Infamy, Pearl Harbor and Its Aftermath by John Tolan, who is on par, I believe, with Ralph Epperson. He's got source documentation outlined, footnoted in the book. Again, it's called Infamy, Pearl Harbor and Its Aftermath. Pulitzer Prize winning author that no one knows about, a book written about the truth of World War II that very few people know about. Find the book and read it. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, these months and years ahead of us, Kirk, are going to be quite bizarre and quite unusual, aren't they, sir?
Well, they are. They already are. I mean, I don't know how I'm sure it can be more bizarre, but certainly the last year has been pretty bizarre. I mean, I feel like we've already gone through, you know, certainly part one, and I don't know what to make of it. I don't really know. I mean, you know, we have to all of us become more fortified, you know, in our position and make sure that we have the things on hand that we need so that we're not pressured, you know, to move away from the safety of home unless we absolutely have to. I mean, that's what I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Your demand for the ReadyPure, is it same, less, more? The last,
well, it's been very steady. You know, we had a rush on the filter cartridges themselves when we had our twice annual filter sale or semi-annual filter sale about a month ago. So, you know, we sell product every day. We ship every single day. If you order now, you know, it'll go out tomorrow. And like John said, it's usually 2 to 3 days shipping pretty much anywhere in the continental United States. And we've had fast shipping to Canada as well.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's real good to know. Water is not optional. I mean, people tend to procrastinate, and that's human nature. I understand it. You and I can't change it. All we can do is nudge people, educate people, urge people to understand the urgency of what's coming at us. At some point, you're going to get a lot of orders all at once, and it'll be too late because we're near the end of everything functioning normally. You let the power grid, the ability to use credit cards, FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service. When we get to that point, people will be desperate for water filters and food and ammunition and medical supplies, and they'll be desperate to place orders with Kirk and get these ReadyPure filters. Once that point is reached and the power grid no longer works, it's too late, isn't it, Kirk?
It is, because, you know, you have to have the things on hand in advance before the proof exists that there's going to be a problem. And that's why it's difficult, you know, for many people to do. And yet, you know, we can see all the prices of all the solid commodities are rising. The availability is shrinking. You go to the store, you can see in plain, you know, living color that many of the supplies are just not there in the volumes that they were. I mean, all the stores. And we haven't really gotten hit yet with the shortages. And those are coming even from the regular logistics supply lines. I mean, take the upheavals out of the equation. And just based on what we're seeing now with the container shipments, the backlogs, the fact that they're overloading a lot of the vessels, they're losing cargo. I mean, the cargo loss at sea is 5 times what it should be normally because they're overloading trying to catch up, and they still have the backlogs. They're not able to do it. We're going to see a window of time, I believe, starting now, for certainly the next 6 months or a year, where there's just going to plain be shortages of everything that we need. Now is the time, you know, to have additional things on hand while we can still do it and it's convenient.
It is. Time is of the essence. It really is. Time is of the essence. If you need to shuffle some things around financially to get your ReadyPure, then do it. It's so important that you might want to consider using PayPal to stretch out the payments over 6 months or so at no interest. Whatever it takes to get a water filter, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have peace of mind knowing that you've got the ReadyPure on your counter, ready to provide you and your family with healthy, clean, drinking water. It is not optional. It is such a basic, fundamental part of preparedness. After air, water is the next most important thing, isn't it?
It is, and I tell you, this unit that we developed about 7 years ago now is a first-class, you know, very solidly built, all stainless steel. The spout that we use is not a cheap, flimsy plastic spout. It's a solid billet, a stainless steel spout that will probably outlast all of us. And, you know, that's important because those things tend to break, and the plastic ones certainly do. And if the unit's ever out in the sun, you know, you don't want anything plastic, you know, to be part of the mechanism. And then the cartridges that we had done for us back then are still, I think, the best ones available. I don't think you can get a ceramic cartridge more finely constructed than the one that we sell. It's got a huge, huge purification quotient. It virtually eliminates all the biological contaminants. It's got an infill media where it actually reduces and removes a lot of the disinfectant compounds that John mentioned earlier. Things like the chloramines and the chlorines and all of these things are reduced, even the fluorides. And it is just a phenomenal, phenomenal unit. And many people choose to use it daily to filter their tap water. And then they'll have it, of course, you know, if an emergency exists and they have to purify water, you know, without electricity, even drinking groundwater or pond water. We talked earlier, I mean, the current civilized Americans' biological system is such that almost any bacteria will cause discomfort, and some will cause complete incapacitation and even death, because we're not used to drinking anything that has any bacteria in it. And so even the slightest adjustment in water quality can wreak havoc, you know, with us. And you want to be able to, you know, to manufacture your own clean water at home, again, without electricity.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you want to do. And it's so important. That first drink you take of bad water is a one-way ticket to diarrhea, diarrhea, dehydration, and death. It's kind of ironic. Whenever there's a death, Hurricane Katrina comes to mind, first thing that happens is federal government is shipping pallets and pallets and pallets of bottled water, which is really a stopgap. There's no shortage of water. There's a shortage of clean water. And what they should do, instead of shipping pallets of drinking water, is be shipping pallets of water filters so people can have a dependable supply, as opposed to an ever-decreasing, ever-shrinking pallet of water sitting at the corner of the neighborhood, shouldn't they?
Well, absolutely, but the powers that be are never going to do anything, you know, that fosters your own self-reliance, because it goes against, you know, the mindset that they want. I just think that, you know, something that I was amazed to learn is that many of the contaminants that can cause so much difficulty will not even succumb to chlorine. I mean, many of these little hard-shelled, you know, parasites, like the crypto, you know, sporidium and the Giardia, you know, lamblia, and other things like it, these bugs will actually survive in chlorine. So no matter what kind of disinfectant you think you have, you still need to have a way to filter this stuff out, and the Ready Pure provides that.
It does. So pay heed, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, pay heed. Now, I've dealt with this all my life, going back to the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, where I warned the guys to stock up on food. Don't throw away that disgusting fruitcake your parents shipped you for Christmas. Get ammo any place you can get it. A few paid heed, but most did not. And they were all looking to me in wonderment the first morning of the Tet Offensive, as if I was some kind of prophet who had been telling them for months to get ready, and they didn't. But that's just human nature, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. And you know, don't forget, too, that you've got water that you need to have on hand to cook with. You need to have water to clean things like dishes and cookware and perhaps, you know, even clothing. So you've got to have a way to create, you know, a never-ending supply of at least water that you know is free of the biological contaminants. So important. And for many families that are large, you may need to have two of these units on hand. I mean, our unit is 2 gallons up and 2 gallons down. And, you know, that should be sufficient to two or three people. But beyond that, you should have two systems and extra filters.
That's right. And pick up, it don't cost much, pick up a couple of thousand paper coffee filters to, if you got groundwater or water from a creek or a lake, to pre-filter the big stuff out first. Right, Kirk?
Well, absolutely, because it keeps the big things away from clogging the other filters. And
that's right.
This way, too, you know, the cartridges that we provide, the ceramics, are very, very easily cleaned. Again, you're not going to find a more finely produced ceramic cartridge than the ones that we have. It's the best of the
best. Hold that thought. We got our break here. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, Kirk, we got our last caller here. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Morning, John. Kurt, you have a whole truckload of that real good filters. Maybe you could send up there to DC.
Yeah, I don't think they're interested. You know, they most of them believe the water is always going to continue to flow, I'm sure.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't help them too much anyways, but they're probably too far gone, I guess. John, did you hear the latest news that I heard yesterday, last night I think it was, or something, that they raided Rudy Giuliani's house and apartment?
Yeah, that I saw that. That's just wrong. That's just so wrong.
Yeah. Well, once they get their foot in the door, they can look for anything. That's, you know, they claim it was over the involvement of him going over to all that country where Biden's boy got paid off.
Right. Ukraine.
He paid off the government.
Ukraine.
Right. And but once they get in the door, then that way they can get into everything. Probably his computers took everything, probably. But,
I'm sure they
all do. Right, I'll let you go. I know you're at the end of your segment here.
Thanks for the call, Al. Well, I appreciate it. Well, Kirk, we keep sounding the alarm, you and I, and others here on my show, giving people a heads up, and then it's people's free choice to pay heed or not, and I respect that. I respect their free choice and their free will, don't you, sir?
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, that's the basic tenet, you know, of what we care about most, you know, is that freedom of choice.
Right. I've sometimes said if I was king, I would ban all diet sodas, but I'm not king. Well, seriously, you know, I know how harmful it is, but it's people's free choice if they want to drink the poison or not drink the poison. But you got responsibilities for people you care, especially children, that don't have the wherewithal to or the knowledge to make sure they have access to clean water. And that's the responsibility of the parents and grandparents, isn't it, sir?
Well, it is. And I'll tell you, you know, not having access to clean water, especially in any kind of an emergency, is a giant pain in the arse. I mean, literally. And even from a sheer convenience perspective, I mean, it is the easiest thing to become the most inconvenient is to have to go somewhere to schlep back water or wait somewhere, you know, to have access to bottled water that they might be giving out. I mean, for goodness sakes, have the means to make it yourself in the convenience of your own home. You'll be glad that you did it.
You will be. You will be very glad that you did. So this is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to not only get the highest quality water filter, but also get a very nice $100 discount when you use the discount code LibertyMan. That sounds like a real win-win situation to me, doesn't it, to you, Kirk?
Absolutely, 100%.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, John. Have a great week.
Okay, Kirk. At the top of the hour, we'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz. This is a man whose brain is on fire. What an amazing individual. I am so honored that he can join us every week and give us updates on the things that he's becoming aware of. So honored. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.